Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider.
Presenting for you their fall 2019 musical program entitled The Art of Tango. Drum majors Lett Nickel, Colby Van Gorp, Annika Boonstra, and Jovi Apoff. Is your band ready? Marching Dutch, the field is yours!
The sounds of marching bands across South Central Iowa may sound different, or you may not hear them at all this upcoming fall due to restrictions related to COVID-19. Joining us on today's program is Director of Bands at Pella High School, Damian Place, discussing the future of the Marching Dutch and what this autumn season may look like. Well, Damian, a lot of conversation about the return to school coming up. A lot of marching band directors and a lot of just music teachers on a whole have a lot to consider. We recently had a conversation featured on our airwaves with the director of the Music Association in the state. Where do Pella bands sit as we head into summer camp coming up very soon and the potential competition season that would normally be held in the fall?
Well, as of right now, our schedule is on as planned. We've taken some very serious mitigation strategies into place with some mask ideas and just some creative scheduling with where we will practice to keep us all outdoors. And we plan to move forward with a competitive show, just like we would in any other year. We recognize the fact that it might not go to a contest because that's not really in our control. We don't control if other people are going to cancel their festivals or not, but we did feel that we could control the expectations for our kids, and we could provide them an experience that was as close to normal as possible. We just felt really strongly that our seniors deserved that opportunity to be able to do a traditional Marching Dutch show their senior year.
Well, and as I understand, the students played a large role in that decision.
Yeah, we pulled our leadership team together and laid out some options for them, and it was pretty resounding consensus from them that they wanted to do what the Marching Dutch does. And it was really nice to hear their thought process and their feelings about what we do. And we really value how strongly they feel about continuing the tradition of excellence for bands in Pella.
And band camp does start soon with some precautions, but otherwise it's going to be close to normal for band camp. Is that right?
Yeah, we start next Monday. Business as usual, except for we'll be outside and we'll be spaced 8 feet apart. So that won't hurt us too much. We're used to being spaced out, so that'll be just fine.
And then is there any special consideration for the show considering the distancing that you need to have?
The way that our show is written, it usually is written with the proper spacing anyway. So we did speak with our drill writer. We don't have any condensed forms, so we should be just fine. The way that it's written works out for us, and it won't look a whole lot different because we're typically spaced out about that 6 feet anyway.
And then my last question for you is that I know that the state has already announced they're doing a virtual contest. It sounds like you'll be participating. It'll just be a little bit different. It may not be the kind of large festival it has been in years past.
Yeah, I think that a lot of things will look different, but hopefully the product that we produce will look the same. And we just have to make the best with what we've got, I think, is kind of the moral of our story here. We're going to do everything we can do everything we can do and keep our kids safe.
Once again, that was Director of Bands at Pella High School, Damian Place. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.